Meg Cheever has announced she will retire as the CEO of the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Cheever led a group of citizens concerned about the deteriorating conditions of the city's parks to create the Conservancy in December 1996. Since then, the Conservancy has completed 17 major renovation projects. Cheever this week sat down with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Meg Cheever, we're here at the Frick Environmental Center, the gateway to Frick Park. When you look out through the windows here, tell me, what are you feeling when you look at this park?
When I look out the windows, I see a wonderful park. I see lots of green trees and nature, sometimes a red-tailed hawk, sometimes people enjoying the park and walking their dogs and taking their kids by the hand. And what I'm really excited about is to be sitting here in this living room, because the Frick Environmental Center that was here before burned in 2002. And it's taken all this time to get the plans together, get the community input, and raise the money and construct the new center on this campus.
It's amazing about this park in particular is that you can be on one of those trails and the city can seem like it's so far away, and yet it might be a matter of just a few blocks.
Well, Kevin, that's one of the whole points of urban parks, which is that they're really stress relievers and health encouragers. This park, which is really quite a large park at almost 600 acres, was designed to give you the feeling of being in a woodland. There are no roads for cars that go through this park the way there are in Schenley or Highland. So when you're here and it's just trails in this big woods, you get the feeling of woodland immersion that you would in a state park or a national park, but right here in the city.
Have you always been a parks person, someone who just loves parks?
I consider myself a Pittsburgher, but I was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. So parks were really important to me as a kid. They were places where I had fun. So when I moved here to Pittsburgh and was living in Shadyside, I would see Schenley Park, and particularly what is now the Schenley Park Visitor Center, which was then boarded up and closed, and thought, this is a fabulous looking park, I think, but it's hard to get into it, and what's happening with that? So that was one of the motivations for a group of us to get together and form the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, which is a partner to government. It's not like we control the parks. The community is really a part of this whole partnership, but certainly so is government. We work hand in hand with them.
And you've just begun your 21st year, the Conservancy.
Right, and we've also crossed the mark to having raised $100 million in our 21 years, which is very exciting.
You mentioned crossing that $100 million threshold. I mean, what's your message about the parks in general in this city?
I think especially now, these days, people really think that it's a wonderful blessing to have lots of trails and lots of parks where you can go out and exercise, where there's beauty. It enhances real estate values. The trees absorb carbon dioxide. They cool and clean the air. It's fun to be with nature. We have ed programs for kids. So I think probably 20 or 30 years ago, people might have thought of parks as an afterthought. Oh, you do everything important in the city, police, fire, schools. And then when you have a time to just kick back, you might think about parks. Well, I think that's outmoded thinking. I think forward-looking people have really realized that a park system is just a key part of the whole infrastructure of a great city.
When Pittsburgh ranks high among most livable cities in different surveys and that, its amenities are often cited, and included in those amenities are the parks.
Together with the city, I think we've done a really good job of doing projects across the park system, but there's 160 parks in the city, and while we've done some great things, from Highland Park Entry Garden to Schenley Plaza to August Wilson Park in the Hill District to the Chapel Shelter in Riverview and on, there are so many parks that are wonderful and real opportunities, because the renewed investment hasn't been made to bring them up to what they could be.
Meg Cheever, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Meg Cheever, founder and CEO of the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. Cheever has announced she will retire in March.